Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, if you don't stand for the right thing, you will always fall for the wrong thing.
Right.
You got to stand. You got to stand. And if you missed VFN Radio last Friday, if you missed it before we went to the marathon weekend, if you missed it, oh my goodness, you missed a really powerful, powerful segment. It's titled, Are You Willing to Stand When Everyone Else Is Willing to Bow?
Right.
And this is powerful. In fact, you know, Greg just shared just this awesome message on a time to stand, kind of based on this same highlight here that we're talking about. Mm. And it's just, maybe we can make it available to our VFN Radio listeners, and we'll get that out to you. But you can go to this segment by going to the torch by going to VFNTV.com and selecting the torch. But he talks about in Daniel, he talks about three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right, during the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, in a time that Israel was in a captivity. Mm-hmm. We find that King Nebuchadnezzar was God's servant, although right, King Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a godly man.
Right.
God still
He wasn't a righteous
him.
One.
No. This wasn't a righteous king. But God used him as a instrument, if you will, to deal with God's people who refuse to listen to God.
That's right.
You know, that right there is a lesson in itself. I mean, if you don't listen to God, God has a way. Mm-hmm. He has a way get your attention.
Sure does.
It's only because he loves you. Mm-hmm. It's only because he loves you. Well, in Daniel, we find out that, you know, the king of Nebuchadnezzar makes this enormous statue, if you will, and issues a decree, you know, go ahead, bow down and worship me. Mm-hmm. And all the people were to bow down and worship this statue.
Right.
To bow before it. And of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these three men were like, not. No. Right. Like, never.
Right.
And we find that there was a rat. He sold them out. Says, you have three guys here in your administration who refuse to bow down to your statue, and are you going to handle this?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they were just hating on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because God's favor was upon them.
All right.
And God was just using them in an awesome capacity there. And so, you know, a question that I have, which is good for us to kind of think about and go over. Is that, you know, everyone's bowing down to things. Everyone's bowing down to all kinds of stuff, you know. But when you think about these three men that refuse to bow down, you know, we open a dialogue on how does it feel, you know, how did it feel for these three men when they were put in this type of circumstance? You know, here they are, they're being challenged to compromise what they believe. They're being challenged to compromise their worship of their God, their values, right? What they esteem the most in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being completely challenged, you know, and saying, hey, listen, you're going to do the complete opposite. And in fact, if you don't, that's not a problem, but it's going to cost you your life.
Exactly.
Are we seeing that today? Is this just a biblical thing that happened in the Bible? Or are we seeing these experiences today?
All right. Now, you don't see it very often. I mean, there's so much compromise right now. It's like, it's the church today has no resemblance of that type of integrity and character that you see in those guys.
I mean, isn't that something?
It's just, it's sad. It's very sad.
Right.
What do you
can't really tell the difference between the world and the church now.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about some of the church, you know, because there's a remnant of God's people that are going after God. There is a remnant of people that are chasing hard after God. But let me tell you that there are many in this church that are just kind of selling out, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think it was like, you know, because this is a good dialogue, because I think this we're seeing this, and people are facing this type of, these believers are facing these same circumstances in their jobs. They're facing them all over the place as they intersect with society. Mm-hmm. You know, you are going to bow down and you are going to confirm. No, you're not going to put that manger up.
Yeah.
No, we're going to say happy holidays here, and that's how you're going to greet the customers today.
Right.
You know, no resemblance of, you can't pray, you can't, no. You're going to bow down to our system, and you're not going to, we are not going to be able to worship.
Yeah, don't bring up Jesus around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't bring up Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, we were talking about this with other people last night, and it's like, that's a big thing. Even with, you have different work environments, and believers are being challenged, you know, are you going to compromise? Are you going to not bring up Jesus at this time? We're not talking about being obnoxious. We're just talking about other people enforcing their will that's anti-God upon you.
Right.
I mean, these guys were happy to serve God on their own. They weren't messing with anyone. It was when they were being challenged to say, you got to stop doing what you're doing and bow down to a different God.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't think sometimes we take enough time to pause and think about what was it like? What can we imagine that they went through when the rubber's hitting the road?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's getting the rope out. I'm saying to tie them up. You know, they were all bold now. We're saying, is that a furnace? are you seeing what? This is not an illusion, right? This is all for real.
Yeah.
Can you slap me and make sure I'm awake? Can you pinch me?
All right.
This is for real. And are we really being tied up right now? Mm-hmm. Are we being tied up right now?
Mm-hmm.
We could ask this, what was that like?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? And yet they were willing to say, listen, we're definitely not going to do that. And we believe that our God's going to deliver us. But if he doesn't, we're still not going to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
powerful.
Oh, my goodness. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen? What would happen if the church got a backbone and said, listen, I'm not going to be a sellout, but I'm going to be sold out for Jesus. You always have that choice. You can be a sellout or a sold out, but you can't be both.
Mm-mm. Wow.
And which one are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you going to be? Because Jesus said that if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father in heaven. And it's just, I just love that about Jesus. It's like, you know, all these situations that you're in. So what are you going to say, Pat? Chris, are you going to say happy holidays? Or are you going to say, you know, Merry Christmas?
Right.
Exactly. You know? Whose
birthday is it again?
Exactly. Right. And Jesus is just sitting there with you there at work, you know, you know, he wants to know, what are you going to do? And it seems like it's, you know, the world always tries to make things like that seem very insignificant. Oh, what's the big deal? Just say it. Oh, just... It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's the little foxes that spoil. It's always the little thing. I mean, it's not even a little thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, why is that? You know, I worked in a place one time, they wanted to call it the holiday tree. The holiday tree, not a Christmas tree, but a holiday tree. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I got my major snow globe when I was working in this place. And I pulled it and put it right on the top there, right visible. You know, and it's just like, come on now. Come on now. And how many times, you know, anyone that causes you to want to compromise who God is in your life, anyone or anything, hello, let's see, enemy? You know what I mean? That's not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe we could talk about experiences in the workplace or just different types of situations where that temptation happens. Like, you're at a crossroads. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to take a stand for God that may seem unpopular in the eyes of men?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just going to cave? Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you got to be willing to stand. You got to be willing to stand. And let me tell you something. So many people go by public opinion polls. What's the flavor of the month? Okay, who's popular today? Who's trending? You know, there's a term on the internet. It's called trending.
Yeah.
And when you pull up a site, a news article to tell you what's the buzz. What are people talking about? What's trending in the news? What are hot topics? What's happening, if you will?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people take their polls about life. What's trending in terms of Israel? Okay, do we hate Israel today? Okay, I guess we'll just, okay, Israel's not popular today. We'll just hate Israel today.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your ideals? Where is your foundation? Who are you at a core? Do you fly by every wind of idea? By what the flavor of the month is? Or are we going to be grounded in what God says and who he is? I'm telling you, it's a time that we're living in that we're going to need to be able to take a stand. And I'm not talking about a stand where you're going out and doing all these just, you know, protesting stuff like that. I'm talking about an inner stand where you're not going to compromise in private or in public who Jesus is. And what he means to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that every believer comes at a crossroads where maybe they because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or you know, they don't want to raise any sand or cause any kind of issues, they kind of maybe go with the flow. And it's like, how did I show up here? You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm in a place that I don't want to be, you know, I feel like I'm compromised. It's like you're awful on the inside. And it was because you never spoke up. It was because you just went with the flow. It was because you allowed others to share their opinion about God. And you let that sit out there. You never said, well, you know, actually, I think differently. Actually, those are not my opinions.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just allowed yourself to go with the flow. And yeah, I you know, I didn't say I was for it. I just didn't mention God.
Right.
Hello. You know what I'm saying? Hello.
Right.
And which to me boils down, you know, who are we living for? Mm-hmm. Are we living for the eyes of men, or are we living for the eyes of God?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, you'll fear what you serve. If you fear man, you'll serve man. But if you love God, if you fear God, you'll serve God. We've got to be able to be willing to take a stand for the Lord, no matter if it cost us everything. No matter if it costs us everything. You know, if you have a job that's causing you to want to compromise your walk with God, and it's going to be, you know, unpopular. Let me tell you, some of these workplaces could be very, very political.
Right.
And you can get on a blacklist, I mean, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
I mean,
a heartbeat. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. You're living in a society today that doesn't honor merit these days. It doesn't honor, you know, hard work and integrity. And you see a lot of just unfortunately, just scheming and manipulation and political processes, and they may not be politically correct at the office to mention Jesus. It may not be politically correct when the water cooler talk is, what are you doing for New Year's? And everyone's talking about, hey, partying and whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Are you going to say that you're going to go after God New Year's Eve?
Right.
Or are you going to say, we're staying at home.
Yeah, I'm gonna be crying out for you and your soul.
Oh, you know, are you gonna, you know what I'm saying? Are you gonna say, like, you know, oh, we're just doing nothing, you know, we're gonna stay at home, it's gonna be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna just have the courage to say, hey, we're just seeking God for myself? You know, you're probably joking there, but
sure.
You know, we're seeking God for ourselves. We need more of God in our life. And it's like, you know, that once you make that one statement, I'm like, it slid me down here in the list pretty low.
Yeah.
But I mean, come on. If you're worshiping your job, if you think that you got yourself there, that's the whole thing. You got to come to a place in your walk where you realize that I'm in this job, I'm in this house, I have these relationships. Everything that's in my life is because God has allowed them to be in my life. It's nothing to do with me. This is God's favor upon me. And I can't deny the very one who's done everything for me. You understand? I'm not even here because of me. It was God's favor. So listen, if I got to go, I got to go the same way that God brought me here. Believe you me, he will pick me up and take me somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? The fire was turned up. The guards that were holding them wind up dying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they were thrown in the fire and they didn't even die. I mean, they saw Jesus, the fourth man in the fire. He was the fourth man in the fire.
That's right.
And a lot of times people are waiting to you know, they ask, where's God? And the believers are saying, I haven't seen God show up, and I've just been praying and praying and praying. And it's like, man, God is found in the deep.
Yeah.
You want God to rescue you, but you're still on the shore. You got your little toes on the side of the beach there, and a little, you know, 2 inches of water.
Yeah.
Jesus is found out in the deep. He's found out in the fire. You know, everybody wants a testimony, but nobody wants to go through the test.
That's right.
All you got, you know, you don't got a testimony. All you got are the monies. You got to go through. You got to go through the test, and that's where you find Jesus. Jesus is right there, stuck in the middle of it. Let me tell you something. It's time to take a stand. It's time to be sold out and not be a sellout. It's time to be firm and resolute in our love for Jesus Christ and not willing to compromise who he is, his values, which are our values, and to say no matter what, even if it costs me, I will not deny him. I can't deny him. I am married to him. I'm tied to him. He's the lover of my soul. If I leave him, I have nothing. Let me tell you something. When we take a stand like that, just like these three men who King Nebuchadnezzar on a minute was willing just to, they were really, he was hating on them. He was getting ready to kill them in right. a minute. When he saw their boldness, when he saw their resolute willingness to stand, he turned the law of a nation and said, you know what? That's it. Everyone's going to serve God here.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
We're going to serve the fourth man in the fire. We're going to find out who this fourth man is, and we're going to serve him. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
New decree. We're going to issue this. If three men can change a nation, come on, we can change. Listen, you got to go to VFNTV.com, and you got to listen to A Time to Stand. This is a great teaching, and Greg just shares this great insight. You got to get this. This is what we're talking about today. And you can get a little preview of this by going also to the torch and searching, are you willing to stand when everyone else is willing to bow? We need men and women of God who are willing to stand for God and stand for truth and refuse to bow down.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.